The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so here we go. So for today's exploration, continuing with Vedana, the second foundation of mindfulness, we'll be exploring today noticing feeling tone or valence or hedonic tone, all these different translations for Vedana in Pali, V-E-D-A-N-A. Noticing simply when an object arises in a sense door, any object. Noticing how when there is contact, when there's contact with consciousness, there's always either a sense of pleasant, unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, which we say shorthand neutral. So pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And it's always together with the object. It doesn't show up alone, the same way that the color of a book is always with the book, it shows up, but it's the color, it's the quality of color. The same way Vedana shows up with the object as the way the mind perceives it. So today, the invitation that I'll have after we settle with the breath and the body as usual is to notice our relationship to pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And the same way that a map maker, a cartographer, goes out and surveys the land and just notices what is happening, just notices with awareness, with mindfulness, we too, we notice, we become aware of what our relationship is when, say, pleasant arises. How does the mind relate with, oh, interesting, okay. Not trying to squash the relationship, not just observing, gathering data, becoming mindful of, you know, for example, does it happen that if there's something pleasant, we kind of get fixated, want more. If it's unpleasant, we try to push it away. Let's become curious. If it's neutral, do we ignore it, become bored? Let's explore. Let's become mindful of our own landscape. So with that, I'd like to invite all of us to get into our meditation posture. If you need to lie down or if you need to move and shift and sit up straight or perhaps. And closing your eyes. If that works for you, or letting the gaze be very soft. Right in front of you. Down below, and relaxing the eye muscles. Relaxing the forehead, letting the forehead be soft. Letting the jaw be relaxed. Perhaps opening the mouth, taking an out breath, relaxing the jaw, letting the jaw close on its own. inviting the neck and shoulders to drop. The chest to be soft, your heart to be soft, to be gentle in this moment with yourself and with whatever arises. Inviting your abdomen to be soft, to relax, to receive the breath. Inviting the arms, the hands to let their weight down. Inviting the sit bones, your bottom on the chair or the cushion, to fully relax as if hugging the chair. Ah, as if they're tiny little suction cups. Ah, landing, connecting to the chair, to the earth. And letting the center of gravity of your thoughts, of your awareness to drop, come down, down, down from our heads. Ah, down into the chest, to the abdomen, further down into your sit bones. Lower abdomen, the sit bones, connecting to the earth. Receiving the breath. The lower part of the body. Our bottom, our legs and feet. Letting the whole body be relaxed. In fact, let's take the next 5 out breaths. Letting every out breath, letting go of more tension, more holding. And if you think your body is completely relaxed, still challenging yourself to see if there can be more tension let go of at the next out-breath. And be surprised. As you land more deeply into this body. Into the present moment. Letting your breath be natural, just as it is. Simply received by the body knowing how to do this. No need for volitional control, just be aware that breathing is happening, that's all. Now, as you are landed, present with the body and the breath, inviting awareness to be available. As if you are sitting in the field of awareness that first holds your body and breath. It is also available to notice the feeling tone, either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, of what arises at the six sense doors. Not going out, but staying, landing, present with the body and breath. And as objects arise, for example, objects of the sense, the body door, sensation arises. You notice a sensation. And then, is it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral? And then allow yourself to notice the relationship of the mind to the feeling tone. Is there a sense of calm just noticing? Is there aversion? Is there clinging? Are there stories in the mind? Simply noticing the Vedana and the relationship of the mind to it. So as you observe, as you notice, Vedana, pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, and noticing your relationship to it. If there's something unpleasant, do you try to make it go away? Push it away with aversion, make it stop. Or if it's pleasant, oh, I want more of that. Clinging, wanting. Or if it's neutral, getting bored, checking out. Noticing Vedana and our habitual relationship to it. What do we do? Becoming aware of the habit patterns of the mind. And for the last moment of this practice period, bringing to mind appreciation, gratitude for yourself for having shown up or having sat, for the Sangha, and for the teachings that you have access to. And see if that sense of appreciation brings up. There's association of a pleasantness, unworldly, eudaimonic, pleasant Vedana. Not of the flesh, as it's translated. Sense of delight, gladness, gratitude. May our practice together serve for the freedom, awakening, joy, and ease for all of us and all whose lives we touch, to be of service to all beings everywhere. Thank you for your practice.